Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, September 5th, 2016, Moore Success Team Legal Shield conference call. I hope everyone had a great Labor Day weekend. Now, to begin tonight's call, I'm going to go out to Cincinnati, Ohio, and to first-time Bronze Executive Director, Ms. April Gillespie. Her background is actually from corporate America in sales and marketing. She is PC qualified and a BMW driver. She is a regional manager in Cincinnati and has been in Legal Shield now for 7 years. Ms. Gillespie, congratulations. Welcome to the call.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Very good. Well, again, thank you so much for allowing me just to share a couple quick things on the call tonight, and honored and privileged as always in order to share a little bit with the Moore Success Team family. And, you know, the first tip I would give to everyone is just never take your leadership for granted. I shared this earlier as well, but it's just so important because, you know, every single sacrifice that our leadership makes to, you know, pull calls like this together, pull team events together, you know, pull team breakouts together, it's like there's a lot of work involved in our business when it comes to, you know, rallying the troops. And so I first just want to say thank you to the entire Moore Success Team leadership for continuing to pour into me over the years, and really, really appreciate that. And secondly, when it comes to this journey of Legal Shield is, you know, rarely do you see someone come into the business and they just shoot to the top. And when that does happen, and it does happen periodically, it's typically because they had some prior experience, maybe in network marketing or direct sales, or, you know, maybe they were a person of great influence or something like that. But, you know, that wasn't my story. I came in and really got shook around in corporate America. I was doing really well. But, you know, I was really looking for a change. Thankfully, Legal Shield came into my life. But this has been a process. I was sharing with some folks tonight. A bunch of us got together to watch the Monday Night Momentum show. Typically, we have a briefing on Monday night, but we moved it to Thursday because of the holiday. But we all still got together, some of the leaders in the marketplace, and we still watched the Monday Night Momentum show with Mr. Self. And afterwards, I was just sharing with everyone. I said, you know, I remember the day when I used to show up to briefings and Super Saturdays and conventions. I think I went to 5 conventions by myself. Until I finally got somebody to come with me, and that was only because I begged my brother, begged him literally, to come with me because I just did not want to go to my next convention by myself. So he finally came with me, and I said, okay, great. You know, I got at least one other person here getting the information other than me. And then, you know, going to Super Saturdays and being the only person, team of one, you know, at a Super Saturday. And now at a Super Saturday, my team takes up half the room. But that was a 7-year process. And I feel like I'm just getting started, honestly. You know, it took me almost 4 years to build an executive director organization. I got started in 2009. I didn't hit executive director until October 2013. Just hit bronze now 3 years later, you know, so this is not like, oh, I'm going to come in and I'm just going to shoot to the top type thing. I always heard from top income earners early on in Legal Shield, you don't become a millionaire overnight here, and you can get rich, but it's not going to happen fast, but you can get rich slow. And that's okay, because many of the people that have been successful in whatever their endeavor is, it didn't happen overnight. So I'm just so honored to finally reach this next milestone of bronze. And I began to recruit a little bit into the B2B market. I recruited an Aflac agent who's been doing really well. He's only been with me for 2.5 months. Actually, I think this was his third month, June, July, August. Yeah, he came in June. So he's been a strong Power 20 leg for me, which has been great. And then I have another woman who's been very consistent, who became my bronze leg this month, consistent with Performance Club, PCQ since inception. I think she's been with us for 38 months. She's super busy. I mean, she's carrying a very heavy load in terms of listings and real estate. She's been in real estate for 25 years. Her husband is a builder for a home builder company out here in Cincinnati. She's really busy. I just can't stress that enough. She's really busy, but she's very focused, and she has a very strong work ethic. And so she's recruited quite a few people over the last 3 years. No one who's really kind of taken off. She recruited a guy last year named Thomas, who she sold a house to. Thomas lives in Montana, so she's got a pretty nice leg going right now up in the state of Montana and Wisconsin. And then she recruited a lady here in Cincinnati right before this convention, and she just took off. I mean, you know, I shared this earlier that you never know. I mean, you're one recruit away from an explosion. I've always heard that. You're just one recruit away from an explosion. And I would be looking at, you know, the person saying that being like, well, where's my one new recruit? Because I want to have my explosion, you know. We always are looking to find that person who's like us, who's out there hustling. They want it how we want it, and they see it how we see it. And, boy, she found somebody, you know. And she recruited this woman named Tracy. Tracy recruited her cousin named Latasha, and they just smashed it in July and August. I mean, her second month in the business, she powered 20. And, you know, it doesn't happen every day, but it's starting to happen for her. And so between Thomas's leg in Montana and Tracy's new leg here in Cincinnati, that was the volume that she needed. I mean, she went senior director. She skipped over senior director. She went from director, senior director, to executive director in 1 month. I think she went senior director by the 12th of the month. And we pulled her aside and said, look, I know you're really busy with your real estate business, but you got some momentum going right now, and we think you can go ED. So we coached her through it and helped her do some PBRs for some new people on her team, and we got it done. I think they ended with 51 sales. So we're excited. Of course, she's going for it again this month and to grow from there. And my husband and I, our goal is to be platinum by the next convention. So we're just going to keep pressing forward and appreciate everybody, and definitely look forward to seeing everyone here very, very soon. And thank you again, Mr. Moore, for giving me the opportunity to share my quick story on the call. I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
All right, April. Thank you very much. We're very, very proud of you. You continue to lead the way up there in Ohio, and we appreciate it so very much. But next I want to go to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Schieber from Idaho. He's got a couple of associates that he'd like to recognize tonight. Mr. Schieber, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, so, you know, the whole company is just having such incredible momentum right now. So excited about these two gentlemen, Mr. Nick Fowler and Mr. Jeff Fowler, both qualified executive director for the first time last month. And, of course, because Jeff sponsored Nick, that means he qualified bronze for the first time last month, and just doing some incredible things. And I asked them each to just share real quick one key to their success and one recruiting tip or maybe a getting started right tip that they've been fortunate enough to be able to work with some people and get them started right. So let's go out to Nick Fowler first. Mr. Nick Fowler, are you on the call?
I am on the call. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. So give us a key to success and a quick recruiting tip or a getting started right tip.
You know, I just got to say build relationships and be okay to work with teams because this is definitely a team sport, and definitely make bets with Ashley Crabtree for money before you go ED.
Well, there you go. And I got to tell you, in all honesty, I'm so proud of Nick because he was really close, and it was the last day of the month, and all of a sudden it was obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, and he probably overcame, you know, five or six different obstacles on the last day of the month to qualify. Fantastic job, Nick. And then, of course, Jeff Fowler also qualifying on the last day of the month. Mr. Jeff Fowler, you know, give us a key to your success and one tip on recruiting.
Well, thank you very much, Damian. It's interesting that once you decide to get serious about this business, you know, things seem to fall in place. And the key to success and the key to recruiting is basically getting someone started right and starting practicing with them, making phone calls and getting appointments. And I owe all the success to Damian, but also to my son, Nick. So thank you, both you gentlemen, for helping me reach the next level and start doing things right.
Appreciate that so much. And real quick, I'll just tell you, you know, I had a chance to go out with Nick and Jeff four-wheeling a couple of months ago, and we were talking shop. And, you know, one of the things I said to Jeff, and I just want to say to everyone on the call, is, you know, a key to my success, if there's a secret in the business, and I apologize for my baby in the background, but if there's a key to my success, it's always been that I cared more about my upline success than my own. And that's not to say that you shouldn't care about your own or that I didn't care about my own. I cared a great deal. But I always cared more about my upline success than my own. And I shared that with them, and you know what? It made a big difference for me going to my $100,000 raise because Jeff bought into that philosophy, and the next thing you know, Jeff buys into it, Nick buys into it, their teams buy into it, and all of a sudden they're all having success, and so am I. And, I'll just leave that with you, and Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you so much.
All right, we appreciate that very much. And Nick and Jeff, congratulations, and actually Randy and Ken Moore will be in Tulsa tomorrow night. We'll be doing the business briefing with you guys up there, so we look forward to congratulating you both in person. I also want to congratulate Ms. Sally Gilbert from Utah. She qualified for the very first time as Silver Executive Director on our team, and we're very, very proud of her. But now I want to go to back to Tulsa, correction, Tulsa, Ada, Oklahoma, and to the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield. He's a multimillionaire in this business, $500,000 ring earner. He's also my dad, but he would like to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. Mr. Ken Moore, are you there?
I sure am, Randy. Yes, I do want to introduce tonight. But before I say, I'd like to take a little moment here to tell everybody on the call to pray for Stephanie Moore, as her grandmother died the day before yesterday. So we want to remember her in prayer, as we'd want her to remember us. So Miss Stephanie Moore's grandmother died, so remember her in prayer. You know, Randy, these speakers tonight are absolutely outstanding people. I don't know if I will pronounce their names correctly, but they're Mac and Anna Aguibar. I apologize for misspelling that. They're executive directors, $50,000 ring earners, well on their way to $100,000 ring earners, out of Bismarck, North Dakota. They're the parents of 8 kids ages 4 months to 14 years. I'll tell you, what a great family. You know, that's just 3 kids shy of my dad's family. Mac works Legal Shield full-time, and he works it from his home. He has a background in oil and gas and banking. Anna currently works full-time in the oil and gas business and does Legal Shield part-time. They've been a part of Legal Shield since 2007, and they look forward to going all the way full-time from home. You know, it's great to be home parents, Randy, working Legal Shield and being able to be with your children, go to the ball games, as Jeremy often says, don't miss anything like that. I know when you were growing up, I had to work 2 jobs, didn't have time to do this. So this gives people the privilege to go and to be with their children and be with their family, which is so very important. That's the reason we always say God, family, then Legal Shield, because we got to get family in there. I think we'll find that's a biblical principle. But Randy, it's my honor and my privilege to introduce these 2 outstanding people tonight on our team. We're superstars in my business, soon to be platinums, I'm sure, within the next 12 to 18 months. Mac and Anna, God bless you.
Awesome. Mr. Moore, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, and thank you, ma'am, for being. I apologize for misspoken your name. You know, when you're part Irish and Native American, you get mixed up anyhow.
It's quite all right. Not a problem at all. And honestly, guys, before we get into it, just wanted to say thank you so much. I mean, obviously, the Moores are an outstanding example, not only of business, but of the full aspect of what we're all trying to achieve, which is being able to focus on what's really important in our lives, whether it's our spirituality, our family, our giving, whatever it is. And you guys have been such awesome leaders, such awesome examples of that. So thank you so much for what you've done for us and the path that you have blazed for us. And you gave a quick synopsis of our background. Thank you for getting into that, Mr. Moore. And just to give you guys a little bit more of a view of who we are and what we do, we're out here in Bismarck, North Dakota. We've been in North Dakota for a few years now. Never dreamed that we would end up in North Dakota. Originally, our goal was to be able to settle back in California. But we saw the opportunity of Legal Shield out here, honestly. We came up here for oil and gas. And some things happened. My husband ended up getting sick, which brought me into the workforce after being a stay-at-home mom for 10 years. And at first, I was really excited to be able to just get out and about and, you know, play with adults for once. I've been at home for so long. But I very, very quickly realized what was most important in my life, and that was my family and being with my kiddos and being able to be there for the day-to-day things and not just making sure that I was there for just the major things. And so about a year after my husband had gone through multiple surgeries and we knew we had to make a change to be able to be together, last June, a year ago June,
we got together and said, we need something different. This is not working in our lives. We need something different. And one thing that I want to point out, guys, and I'll let my husband do the bulk of the training, because if you've ever heard him, he is absolutely phenomenal. He's my personal mentor. I love working with him, and I love learning from him. He is such a wealth of knowledge. But one huge tip that I want to give before I pass things over to him is never prejudge. And I know we hear that all the time. And when we sit down with our new folks, or even we sit down ourselves to get reignited and we remake our list, whether we're doing networking or B2B and we're looking at those folks to talk to, we always have those folks in our pit of our stomach where we say, they wouldn't be interested, or, I'm too scared to talk to them, or, no, they wouldn't like it, or they can't afford it, or whatever the case may be. I want you guys to look at my family. When we were looking at doing something different, on the outside, we looked like we had everything. We had a nice house. We had nice cars. You know, our family looked beautiful. And we have a very close-knit family, so whenever we're out and about, we're having a good time, and people are always commenting about how good our kids are and how beautiful they are and how happy we are. And so we looked like we had everything. We looked like one of those families that, they make a lot of money. They wouldn't be interested, you know. One of those families where they've got it all together, so why would they want Legal Shield? And, guys, so you understand, we were on our knees literally trying to find a way out. At that point in time, my husband had come back to work, and so we were literally high-fiving each other on the oil patches, on the well sites. We both worked in the oil fields at that point in time. We worked 16 to 18 hours a day. We worked for 2 weeks on and then 1 week off, and we worked completely opposite schedules, and so somebody could always be at home with the kids. And so we were never together, off together, ever, unless one of us was sick, which, you know, that's not having time together as a family. And that's what we were doing to be able to pay off debt, to be able to provide for the medical expenses that my husband was facing, and to be able to survive at that point in time. And so even though on the outside we looked like we had it all and we looked like one of those families that maybe you don't approach or maybe you don't talk to because they wouldn't want something like this, we were dying inside. We needed something to be able to save us and get us back together. And that's when we looked at Legal Shield the second time, because we had been in it for 9 years, worked it for part-time for about 4 years and did pretty well, but then took a break for about 4 years. And that's when we came back and we said, we need a lifestyle change. We need a difference. Yes, we're making a lot of money, but we don't have the time. And that's when we put our heads down and went to work. It took us about 6 months, roughly, before we hit executive director, and we haven't gone back since. We actually were able to hit bronze executive director this past month, and our goal is to be platinum here by the end of the year. And it's not because of any incredible ability that we have. It's because of amazing leadership, amazing people like the Moores that we'll be able to tap into and follow. It's because of an amazing system that we can literally tap in and follow. When we were looking for something, we were looking for something turnkey, meaning we could step in and follow a system, not have to recreate or reinvent. We could step in and know that success was there as long as we were consistent. And that was the key. We just followed the simple system, and we were consistent. We followed the advice of those that went before us, and that's what we're continuing to do. To be able to have the success and build like we want to build. And with that, guys, I'll let Mr. Aguilbor go ahead and finish the rest of our training, but I want to leave with you just one thing, that when the Moores talk about and other leaders in Legal Shield talk about God first, family second, Legal Shield third, that is absolutely, absolutely the vision of where we're going with this business. And whether it's God that you worship or any other force or deity, and no matter what type of family you have, whether you're single, whether you have children, you don't have children, whatever it is, if you follow that pattern and allow your life to be able to form to really the priorities, really what's important in life, you'll see this business just fits right in with it. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Aguilbor.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for that incredible training and incredible introduction. I'm speechless. As they say a lot of the times, happy wife, happy life. And so she gave me a lot of kudos for the things that have happened. But the truth is, we learn from each other. As everyone, I'm Mac Agleborn. I've been thinking for the last couple of days what could be said that would be impactful to some people today. But I think Anna said it best, that you shouldn't prejudge. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And you really shouldn't prejudge. I think John Baptist got it right. He said, he must increase and I must decrease. The more you realize that this business has nothing to do with you, the more you go expose more. The more you have the bigger your ego, the less you go out there. So thank you for that incredible introduction and that incredible training. Guys, I want to kind of go back also, just say it again, how incredible the leadership is. The day you start taking your leadership for granted is the day that your checks start going backwards, literally. So again, you consider your leadership because you're always duplicating. What kind of leadership are you duplicating? What kind of deference are you duplicating? So I guess I want to thank the Moors for paving the way to birth my team, birth everyone else that's been on here, because without them, nothing would have happened. Guys, as far as Legal Shell, I want to talk today about how to build a market. You know, I look back at the different places we've been in the business, and wherever you are, whether your market is, just brimming with production, or whether you're in a place that's a little bit more isolated, the recipe is pretty much the same. When we consider staying in North Dakota, at first it was challenging thinking about what needed to do, because we were so used to being one of two things. We were so used to being market takers, I guess you could say. You know, in any market, there's a market taker and then there are market makers. And we didn't know what it took, because, again, we had never done it before. So I want to talk about that really quickly. And I want to go through the how-tos realistically. I want to go through the mentality, because that's really all it is, this right mentality. You've got to first understand what level and what line of business you're really in. You know, are you in the recruiting business, which, you know, some think you are. The truth is, we are in the leadership development business. That is the only business you're in. Because, you know, if you just focus and you think you're in the recruiting business, I tell you right now, you are going to wear yourself out emotionally. It takes so much emotional exertion to build market. So as you're going through your business, again, think, you know, am I a market maker or am I a market taker? And when you're starting a market, and hey, maybe you're not in the middle of nowhere, maybe you're just in a place that your team isn't very big. And so if you consider, how do I build a market, act as if you were the only Legal Shield associate, it's the same results. So here's the recruiting process I go through. You need to recruit to, of course, get leaders. Sometimes in the business, you find that we recruit people who at the time are market takers, meaning they're going to later on benefit from the market. They're not necessarily market makers. And we're waiting for those people who, Harold Leader once called, we're looking for the aces, but we're trying to turn a six, seven, even a queen into an ace. But they're not the market makers. So you got to just keep recruiting, but what's the right mentality to do it? I love it because, you know, in Legal Shield, we always start off the briefing with five areas of coverage. And those five areas of coverage really can pinpoint any challenge you have. You know, you look at the company. Wherever you are, when I was new in Legal Shield, or rather returning to Legal Shield, I knew I had to be a student, because I knew this was a business of leadership. And I sucked at the time. I had no one following me. And if it was really leadership, I had to study this. It was as if I realized, and this is the realization that I hope when we get this, everything we're doing right now will change. This is as if you went to school for physics, but you decided that you're going to go into law. You know, a lawyer doesn't go into physics and think, I know it all. They literally sit down, they realize that they're a baby. And so we approach this realizing that I had to study. And so, again, I just give so much kudos to the leadership, to the Ryan Burns, you know, to the Moores, to the Hugheses, so many people who I literally, they may not have known it. I studied. I just ate every word they said, because I knew that there was something that they had that I didn't. But it was so important as I did that. So you got to realize that, again, you're a baby in the business. but the company, how convinced are you? Meaning, how sold out are you that the company's solid, okay? Secondly, the need, how sold out are you that, you know, there's a real need in the marketplace? So I'll back up for the company. Let me give you a better example. If someone was talking about your mama, and you know your mama did the best she could, and they were saying bad things about her, regardless of whether those things were true or not, would you let that bad thing they were saying about her stick, or would you stand for it? Of course you would, right? You know, you may knock them out because that's your mama. You should feel that way about Legal Shield. You know, bad things would come and so forth, but do you feel confident about the company, or do you say, oh, I guess my mama was bad, right? Are you confident about Legal Shield? Second, the need. You know, is there anything anyone can say that will dissuade you to the idea that, listen, everybody needs this membership. I don't care where you are, whether you're a lawyer, it doesn't matter. You need this membership, right? You know, third, a product. Is there anything that you can see, anything that anyone can say, hey, oh, I know something like that, or is there anything that can be said, written, that will change your belief that this is the best of the best? You know, of course, the compensation. I always love this one because I always share with people this. We hear a lot of the times that if someone was given a dare, you know, I'll give you $10,000, $30,000, $50,000, even $100,000, $200,000, $1 million if you do something that you normally wouldn't do. You know, I'll give you $50,000 if you run across the highway. You know, some people do crazy things for dares, things they wouldn't normally do. Here's my question to you. What will it take for you to understand that the compensation Legal Shield pays you is dare money? Because if you really realize that, then you would do things you normally didn't do to get what you're saying you really want. And of course, last of the timing, here's the question. If you knew that Legal Shield was going to become mandatory in the next 12, 18, 24, 36 months, would you do the same activities with the same level of urgency that you're doing them now? If the answer is no, then here's the goal. Look back on those five areas of coverage and rate yourself on a 1 to 10, and that will be where you're lacking. Whatever success, whatever goals you planned out, and you'll know where it is in this business that you need to focus on. And so when we came into the business, we looked at that as just such a critical thing, and I'll fast forward because of time. Here's what I realized really quickly, that no matter how bad I was, I had to forgive myself. Because when we came into the business, we realized we were like babies. We were going from law into physics or vice versa. And I realized this, you can't say the right thing to the wrong person or vice versa. And so I knew that the tools are the work. I knew that this was about tools and this was about events. I knew coming from banking, I looked at effectiveness versus efficiency. And a lot of the time when we do this business, at least when I've done this business, I was focused on what was the most effective, what could get the job done now. But I found that duplication is the most effective way to do things, is the most efficient way to do things. And so I remember when we got into the promotion with the All-In Bonus, we bought $1,000 worth of DVDs and magazines. And I said, listen, I don't care how bad I am, someone's going to get this. And so we literally just flooded the market with information. And I'm so grateful for that promotion because it made things so crystal clear for us. We went out and we just exposed. And here's what I understood. Tools and events. You consider a heartbeat. You know, it goes da-da, da-da. At least most heartbeats, right? If you're healthy, right? A heartbeat is going da, and it skips. That's called a heart murmur. You're unhealthy. And so we knew that we can get tools out, but we had to plug people into events. And so we created from nothing. We started doing those things that were market maker activities. And here's what it looks like if you're looking for how-tos. 30 to 50 contacts a day. I knew I was bad, but I said, listen, if I just ask this question 30 to 50 times a day, do you keep your income options open? I don't even care about the answer, but ask that question. Do you keep your income options open? That's what led to an explosion. Despite how bad I was, again, I was only looking for people looking for me. I wasn't in the convincing business. That's what led to my market explosion. So I want to just, as I close today, I want to share with any of you your explosion. Again, you're one recruit away. Ms. Hurst said it best. Your next recruit is 30 to 50 contacts away from you. Yeah, again, you'll find the keys to your dream lifestyle under the feet of your next recruits, right? And again, that's not going to happen unless you're recruiting. But 30 to 50 a day, if you want to explode a market. So wherever you are in your business, if you're starting today, brand new associate, if you can just compress time frames and concentrate on the contacts. And if that's too much, do 10 contacts. Question is, how many people are you asking a day? Do you keep your income options open? Or, hey, when was the last time you got your role done? Whatever your approach is, whether it's you recruit to sell, you sell to recruit, ask the question, say less to more people. No matter where you are, we know this, it only takes, 20 seconds of courage. You may not have the most, but if you just exert that 20 seconds and ask that question, I tell you this, it will reap some incredible results. It did for me. Success breeds success, and confidence breeds confidence. As we recruited one, we recruited another, and people started following, the rest became history. And so, guys, I'm so grateful to be part of Legal Show. We're so excited for the future, knowing that we are in the leadership business and knowing that the quantity will reap the quality. When you're not in the convincing business, all you're doing is asking questions, and you're simply responding to the people who answer to the affirmative. Trust me, the rest will be history for you as well. So that said, Mr. Morey, I want to thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the call today, and I'll turn it back over to you.
What a great, great, great inspiration you are, my friend. We're so fortunate to have you and your lovely wife on our team. God bless you. Randy, turn it to you, son.
Well, all I want to say is Mac and Anna, we're so very proud of you guys. You definitely are platinums in the making. It's definitely in your future. And we're proud to have you as associates on our team. You guys did an outstanding job, both of you, tonight. And I want to thank you in front of everyone, let you know just how much we do appreciate you guys. And congratulations on Bronze Executive Director. And I know your $100,000 ring is just waiting there for you any time now. So thank you, guys. Congratulations. And keep up the good work. Mr. Moore, back to you.
Well, Randy, what a great call. What a great inspirational people. Everybody from the Fowlers to the Gillespies to Mac and Anna. It's just great to be on a team like this. So, folks, all I can say about that is please do remember Stephanie and her sorrow. But remember this, we are family. We may not be physical family, but we're family in God. We're family in Legal Shield. So I say this, God, family, Legal Shield, thank you so very much, and good night.
Good night, everyone.